Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. We'd like to take this opportunity to welcome all of our listeners along the old party line here to our Clay County Corner here in the historic Clay County Courthouse right here in the middle of town. We do this every Thursday morning here about 9 o'clock on WVFB-FM 101.5, Kicks Country. And I finally got this down. I used to transpose my F and my V every time I would say that, but I think I finally got it down after a year or two where I can get that out without messing that up. Of course, I'm prone sometimes to misspeak once we get started, but if I can get the logo out, that's a good start. And, of course, anytime we get to do the show here from Salina on this weekly basis, it's a great time, a great start, and we hope that, you know, if you like the show, you'll tell your neighbors about us, and we get everyone that we can in Clay County tuning in. You know, it seems like it's hard to get news out in Clay County. We will have an event here in Salina, and usually the next weekend somebody will come by and say, now, where is this going on at today? We said, well, you're about a week late. We done that last weekend. Well, I didn't know nothing about that. Well, tune in shows like this, and you will find out things that are going on in the county. I know we've got a couple of newspapers, and we've got this on the radio station. I think we've got a little electronic bulletin board over at the Clay County Recreation Center, I believe. Of course, we've been trying to get the state to put in a pullover out there where you can pull over and read that thing when you go by. I realize it's kind of hard to read that thing when you're driving along in traffic and about to wreck and try to read what's going on. But, you know, we have ways of getting information out. Facebook, I know there's a number of sites on Facebook for you folks that do that. We've got everything from the Clay County yard sale, and people post news on there. We've got the downtown merchants. We've got the Clay Chamber. I've got a site I maintain called Cumberland Run that tries to keep up with some of the activities, and mostly about car shows and things. Mm-hmm. And there are just all kinds of things on there that you can check. And if you go in there and run your little search on Salina, it'll pull up all those things for you. And it's a great way to keep up with this. I don't think WVFB has a Facebook site. We may need to work on that here one of these days. And if we ever get, you know, after all these years, we might get finally scheduled just right. And maybe if we can get some folks lined up a week or two ahead of time and let you know who's going to be here. But, you know, here in Salina, it's kind of hard to do that because folks really, really and truly, the county officials, the folks that we have sometimes have a rough time scheduling really more than two or three days ahead of time. Because I know we've got this morning from down at the emergency services that, you know, and they've been kind of busy this summer. So, you know, sometimes it's hard to get people to commit more than a day or two ahead of time. And then sometimes we have been known to have to find a real quick replacement where we run out here on the square and corral somebody and bring them in and tell them to come in. But this is it's a little down-home country show. We're here just to let folks know what's going on here in Clay County. Sometimes we venture all the way down into the next month or two, which we might do before this one's over with, too. And like I said this morning, I have got Kathy Merritt here and Natalie Boone right now, and Jason Coons is scheduled to be on here in a few minutes, who is the director of the I'm not sure exactly what the initial, the acronym now is for the vocational school down at Red Boiling Spring. It used to be our old Tri-County Vocational School, but now I know it's part of the Board of Regents with equal standing to the one over in Livingston. And he's going to come on and talk about the programs they've got going on down there that are available through the Hartsville area, which is the area that they're in now. But right now, before we just keep on rattling along, we'll take a little short break here, get in a few words from our sponsors. And, of course, before that, we want to remind everyone that the Clay County Chamber, three-star committee, plus all of our sponsors here on the show make this possible each week here at 9 o'clock in the morning and then again at 6 o'clock tonight on the rebroadcast. So if you hear something interesting this morning, tell your neighbors and tell them they can hear it again, or for the first time for them, along about 6 o'clock tonight. But right now, we'll take a little short break and in a minute with our first guest.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down, 243-5574, to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you to keep bacteria in food from making you ill with four simple steps.
Used to be a walk in the park.
Clean, wash hands and surfaces often.
I'm waiting for the rain cycle.
Separate, keep raw meats away from ready-to-eat food.
Yep.
Cook, make sure meat, poultry, and seafood is cooked to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole!
And chill, refrigerate food promptly.
Bingo.
Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
All right. We're back here at the corner courthouse room where people used to come pay their fines, and I don't know what all else they paid you, and occasionally one still drifts in wanting to pay a fine. Hadn't been able to convince them to give me the money yet, so we send them on down to the the county government complex. That's the official name for it. And they're just down the street from you, aren't they?
They are.
I have Natalie Boone with me this morning and Kathy Merritt, and we're going to talk about the celebration coming up this weekend for the 9/11, which is, I believe, the 15th anniversary. Real quickly, we got the birthday and anniversary club today, and we're going to give away a birthday cake, I think. Now, you may run into a little technical difficulty when you go to pick up your cake. You might want to check with them first. Their freezer went out again, and they lost a truckload of cakes and snacks and stuff, I think, a while. They're trying to get it fixed again. They can't keep that thing running all night, and they fill it up with cakes and goodies, and they come in the next morning, and they've got a big glob of a mess in the floor and all over the freezer. But once you get your certificate, you are good for a birthday and anniversary cake out there. Ladies, it's another big weekend here. This is the time of the year when those of us of some of the younger generation really contemplate some things that those of us of my age, where we were, in our history classes, we learned about the bombing of Hawaii, that type thing, and even the folks before that, some of those folks, we probably still got a few of those around that remember when people jumped out the windows in New York City when they lost all their fortunes. Mm-hmm. But now a lot of folks of our generation now, they remember 9/11. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those days when you remember what you were doing that day, where
Absolutely.
You were at.
Yep.
I think I was on the way to Nashville at that time. I was a technology coordinator here in the school system, and we had a meeting down in Nashville that day, and I know I pulled off the road down in Gainesboro. I had the radio on. I was listening to some good country music going down through there, and we had the flash come on and said, that the Twin Towers had been bombed, and I pulled off there for a few minutes and had maybe one of my buddies with me or something. We decided, I guess we need to go on to our meeting, and we went on down to the meeting. We basically sat there, and we did conduct our meeting, but we stayed there all day, basically glued to the... We went out and got us some TVs and brought them in, and that's one of those days of infamy that will remain in our memory banks for as long as we've got the bank open, won't it?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And how old were you, Natalie, when...
I was in my 20s. I'd had just a few years in emergency services at that time.
And did you all receive some calls about, going on alert or...
We did. It was, I guess, the beginning of a new world for us, really. It was, we had several people calling, what can we do to help? Can we send supplies? Can you guys help organize that? We had people, volunteering to go and help the emergency services up there. It was definitely, I guess, the best way I know to describe it is the beginning of a new world for us, so we didn't even realize it at the time.
Right. And, Kathy, where were you at that day?
I remember that so well. I actually was in my garage that morning, and I was preparing for a garage sale, but we have a television in our garage. And I watched, as you said, was glued all day long. Actually saw when the second plane flew in, to the tower. And you're right. Our world changed. Nothing has been the same since then.
When at my age, when you first looked at that thing, you thought, well, hey, this is another one of these Orson Welles things.
Right.
Where that we've been invaded by Martians.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of that surreal feeling.
Very surreal.
This can't be happening in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
But it did happen, didn't it?
It did. I had actually worked the night before, so I was in the bed asleep, and my phone started blowing up, and, it was, get up, turn the TV on, we've been attacked. And I was like, what?
Right,
It took a minute for it to sink in, and then I did the same thing, Thomas, that you were talking about. I sat all day, and I don't think I ever left from in front of the TV.
And, of course, we were all, thinking, well, what's next? What's going to happen next here? Thank goodness through the bravery of some folks on an airplane,
yes.
What could have been even worse, I'm not saying that, the loss of lives, they're at the Twin Towers, but, some of those others been successful and they'd been able to shut down our government, along with all this loss of lives and really could have turned the country into chaos in a hurry, couldn't it?
Mm-hmm. Most definitely.
Okay. Now we've got a little history in on this. I know, how did we get started in this thing?
This is actually our fifth year, so I'm pretty excited about that. This was something that I actually wanted to do for a long time before we ever got started. And I think you were in that group, Thomas, that... Like you were saying earlier, we schedule things sometimes on the fly. And I got called one day. I think you guys were actually meeting upstairs here and wanted to do something. And we all kind of sat down and threw it together the first year. And
yeah, I know we had just finished a car show here around the square just a few weeks earlier. And, I think, hey, these car owners, they love to show off. And... from previous experience, we all know that the folks down at the emergency services, our our volunteer fire departments. There's nothing better than they like than a parade and to get their vehicles out, let the people here in the county see what they've got and kind of, you know, show, hey, here's what we're doing and here's what we've got and here are some of the things that we show pride in. And we kind of decide, you know, hey, let's let them all bring this equipment down here around the square and get mom and daddy and grandpa and all the kids down here to sit in the seats and do all those things. And from there, we've grown, haven't we?
We've grown tremendously. And, you know, and I think that's one thing I love about it is every year we rack our brains and we come up with something just a little bit different than we had last year, a different group to incorporate into this. So we have something different every year. It's not the same thing every single year.
And this year, okay, now I think we've got a schedule. Mm-hmm. Kathy has mm-hmm. a schedule over there, mm-hmm. Unless Natalie has it all memorized.
No. Kathy has been absolutely wonderful this year. She has stepped up. She has helped out tremendously with the scheduling. And I think basically this year she's going to tell me where I need to be and where to go and what time. So she's got that all worked out.
We need that sometimes.
Yes,
we
do. Certainly me.
Well, Thomas, Natalie, the thing that I think is really cool about this year, and this truly was Natalie's idea, part of 9/11 tribute is about, you know, showing off and letting our first responders come out, and because we all know that a lot of us can go through our lives and never have to have that personal experience, ambulance or fire or police, whatever, and you know, we don't see those folks unless we have that kind of situation. In the past, the 9/11 program has been kind of that, a program, a little opportunity for people to come out and see the equipment, whatever. But Natalie wanted to make it more of a celebration for the actual first responders. Instead of a hurry up and get down to the square and set up your equipment and visit for an hour and do the program and leave, this year we're going to start at about 4 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. 9/11 is on Sunday. And we're going to have one of our local guys, Danny Scott, and his band, Star Mountain. They're going to be here, and they're going to play for a couple of hours. We have the golf club, who's going to be here on the square. They're going to do kind of a fundraiser. They're going to sell hot dogs, chips, things like that. We're going to set up some cornhole. It's going to be just more like a relaxing picnic-type atmosphere for the first responders to come out, and, of course, anybody in the community. Come out, meet with these folks. You know, give them a chance to kick back, relax, whatever. So that's going to take place a couple of hours, you know, before everybody really needs to start getting into place. Our program will still start at 7 o'clock as usual.
Okay, let's take a little short break.
Sure.
Here and come back. As we said earlier, we do have some great sponsors here, and they love to tell the folks that are listening what they've got going on. So let's take a little short break and work us in a couple of commercials here, and we'll be right back.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to, are you? Kids, work, listening to the radio. You're busy, which is great because busy people can't get prediabetes. Oh my, I read that wrong. They can. Should have worn my glasses. So visit doihaveprediabetes.org and take a short test, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
We're back. Kathy was getting ready. We were talking about the 9/11 celebration ceremony, and as she said, it looked like it kind of got it divided up where we're going to have just a little bit of fun time, and then when the actual celebration starts, that's when it gets real solemn here.
Yes, it does.
And as you said, we've got all this equipment around the square, and we've got a number of folks coming in this year again, haven't we?
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to give us a little rundown on the rest of the program?
Sure. We're going to have, you know, we're fortunate. We're going to have our county mayor who's going to open up our program for us, Dale Reagan. This year we're going to have a special treat. We've got our new Boy Scout troop, 393. They're going to come and they're going to do the raising of the flag. The Ashlock Singers are going to join us. This year it's really cool. We've got the pre-K from Hermitage Springs coming. They have just learned the Pledge of Allegiance, and they're going to do that for us, and I think that's going to be really, really cool. Of course, as usual, Mr. Ray Norris, our executive director of the chamber, he's our MC, and Kelly Kiesling, our representative, will be here. Now, Thomas, you actually made arrangements for us this year for our keynote speaker. Would you like to tell us a little bit about him?
Okay. I think he is a there's another initial in front of that Master Sergeant thing. I think he actually is the Corps Master Sergeant. I'm not sure exactly what – he'll probably correct me on that when I see him. But he was on the radio show here with us the other day. It's Terry Joe Scott.
Mm-hmm.
And Terry Joe is a former resident here of Clay County. Went to high school here, one of my students, and also one of the young men that I was around a whole lot when I first started teaching. And have he's been a friend of my family's for many, many years, and he's been in and out of military services. I know he joined the Navy. I think he spent about 10 or 11 years, maybe a little longer than that, on a submarine, in submarine service. And then he came back to Tennessee, got his degree, and became a teacher, and he taught here in Clay County for a while. Then he transferred over to Putnam County, and while he was over in Putnam County, he I'm not sure if he went back into the reserves or whether he went into the regular Army, and I know he was deployed over to the Middle East, I know at least once, maybe more than that, and he came back and re-entered the teaching field again and really wasn't satisfied with that and decided that he wanted to, you know, do something in the military again, and he did re-enlist with the, the Army National Guard here in Tennessee, and with his experience and with his speaking ability and with the common sense he carries on his shoulders, he is now the Sergeant Major.
It is officially Command Sergeant Major, and he is the senior enlisted leader.
Which means he actually runs the National Guard in Tennessee and parts of Alabama. He directly reports to the Adjutant General, and it's great to see someone that works hard and advances through the ranks of anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I know he is a great public speaker, and he will have a great message for us about, you know, patriotism, serving your country, whatever he chooses to speak about. Because we don't determine that, do we?
No, we don't determine that. And, you know, just in my communications back and forth, as I'm sure you as well, Thomas, he's excited about the opportunity to come back to his hometown and, you know, share, which was always great.
Okay, I know that. And then what else we got going now? We've made it through the main speaker.
Awards. Yeah, we always do our, we always recognize each department that we have in the county, and then we do our individual service awards. We've got our years of service coming up, and, you know, when you start sitting down and figuring up years of service for folks in this county, you know, we got a lot of experience in this county. So we've got those, and then we've got
and
I
Natalie,
got a couple
if,
of
if
top
I,
secret classified awards as well.
Classified. If I might just interrupt you for a second, I don't think a lot of folks realize how many different folks we have involved in our emergency services and first responders and whatever in Clay County. Do you want to just go through that list real quick just so people know?
Sure. We've got Baptist Ridge Fire Department, Solana Fire EMS, Solana Fire Department, Solana Police Department. We have the Methodist Church, who has a CERT team, our 911 dispatch, the Sheriff's Department, our Cumberland River Hospital Emergency Department, East Clay Volunteer Fire Department, East 52 Volunteer Fire Department, Hermitage Springs Volunteer Fire and Rescue, Moth Volunteer Fire Department, Pea Ridge Volunteer Fire Department, the Willow Grove Neighborhood Watch, the Tennessee Highway Patrol, and Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency, and the Corps of Engineers, and then bringing up the rear, as usual, is the Clay County Emergency Management.
Well, you know, when you're pushing that many people, that can be a pretty good job.
She does a good job of it.
And a whole lot of those folks, the majority of them we know are volunteers.
They are. We have got a lot of volunteers. And, you know, that's the thing about it. When I sit up here on this side of everything every year, and I sit back and I look at all of these people and I look at all of this equipment that we have got in Clay County, it is absolutely amazing to know that 75% of that comes from volunteers and volunteer departments. You know, they do an outstanding job.
And they use that. The majority of the funding for their equipment and stuff, they take care of. Don't they? I know each
they
one
do.
Of them, they do receive a little bit of money each year from the county court. I think they vote on it every year, and they give them a little stipend of some kind.
They do.
As a little bit of a nest egg. But most of what they do, they get from their chili suppers, their fill the boot campaigns.
They do that and grants. You know, that is what drives these guys. And, you know, we've also got a couple in this county, a couple of firemen. And if you guys remember our speaker from last year, Mr. Matt Lovett, he works tirelessly with a couple of these fire departments, and he helps them get equipment in here. We have probably brought 6-8 fire trucks into this county since last year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is equipment, and these guys go all over the country to get it. You know, they go to New York, they go here, they go there, and bring this back. And this is, you know, they're not getting paid for this, so.
I see Moss just went and got one somewhere, didn't
they? They did. Moss just got a new tanker. Solana got a new, I think they got a ladder truck. East 52 got a new truck, and that's just here within the last 4 to 5 months.
Right.
You know, I mean, we've got, you know, and being in emergency management, I get the opportunity to see other counties, you know, as well, and I would put our emergency services beside them any day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've got as much equipment or more than some of these big paid, funded mm-hmm. counties, you know.
Sometimes people wonder, well, why do they need all that stuff? But whether your house catches on fire, then you'll know why they
absolutely.
Need it.
Absolutely.
Because they're there, Johnny, on the spot, and mm-hmm. it's usually not just the local that, like, serves that part of the community.
Mm-hmm.
You look up and you see Moss up at Maple Grove or somewhere. I mean, they
absolutely.
All respond wherever they're needed just as soon as they can.
They do, and, you know, and that's the big thing, you know, that we're facing in emergency services these days is the number of volunteers. You know, people just don't, they don't volunteer like they used to. They don't have the time. They don't, you know, everybody's lives are so busy. And, you know, we're to the point now where these guys are struggling to make it, you know, you can have all the equipment in the world, but if you don't have the people to operate it, or you can have a big bank account, but if you don't have people that are willing, you know, sometimes it's not always just a funding issue. What people, what these guys need is somebody to volunteer their time with them. So they do an outstanding job.
Well, ladies, what else have we got here this morning?
Well, after the awards, we're going to have some songs by the Clay County Choir, Miss Sandy, and the Clay County Choir. And Mayor Willie is going to do our closing prayer. Craig Ogletree will do a special song. And then, Natalie, there's a special thing at the end, if you want to just tell how we wind this up.
And, you know, that actually, that kind of started by accident, really. The first year we did this, as at the end of the program, when Craig sings God Bless the USA, all of our departments that night, all of our emergency vehicles, when he started singing in it, we hit that. It just, this all happened by accident. I don't think we could have timed it that well, but it was just dark enough that they all turned on their emergency lights on their vehicles as he sang. And then right at the end of that, you know, if you know very many folks in emergency services, if you know us very well, we're big kids and we like to play when it's time to play. And so at the end of that, they rounded it out with blowing the choir just about off the mount with their sirens and stuff. So that's just people loved it. Like I said, it was an accidental thing. It wasn't planned, and it kind of stuck. And so now that is just, I guess that is our tradition.
And if you've never seen it and heard it, folks, it will cause the hair on the back of your neck to raise up just a little bit when this happens, because Craig finishes the song with a big high note there, and then they take the note even higher, don't they?
They do. And, you know, if I could say one thing, you know, it's just to encourage people to come out and support our emergency services. You know, these guys need it. They give us 365 days a year, and I think we owe it to them to give them one night. You know, it's just, especially in the world that we live in today, you know, I mean, it's emergency services are really, you know, they never win. You know, they do, but they don't. You know, it's always, well, you're driving too fast. Well, why did it take you so long to get here? You know, and especially our law enforcement folks have been under the gun here lately, and I think, you know, this would be a perfect opportunity to show your support for them.
Thank you all for coming by. And
you're welcome.
It's always a pleasure having you here. And
thanks for having us, Thomas.
It's great to, we're all looking forward to this weekend.
We are, and I understand we're going to have absolutely amazing weather this year. So.
All righty. Well, let's take a little short break here, and we'll bring in our next guest. And I don't know how we're going to top this, but ladies, thank you all for being here
with
us this morning.
Thanks, Thomas.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Okay, we're back. Now this would be a good time, I think. Jason Coons is sitting here with me, but it would be a good time, I guess, to go through our list of folks on the birthday. I don't think we have any anniversaries this week, so it'll be the birthday club this week of folks that have notified us that they have friends, family, relatives, or whatever that are celebrating a birthday this past week. And we'll read those off. And let's remind everyone that we have an answering machine here at the other end of 243-5574. And if you will call that, and it'll tell you where you have sent your call to and what you need to do, and that is to speak slowly, clearly, and give us the name of the person that you're wishing to celebrate their special day. And it's a good idea to mention that name twice. Like I said, slowly, clearly, where we can understand it when we play it back, and leave your name, the person calling in, and a phone number where we can reach you just in case for some reason we can't decipher the message, so we can get back to you and let you know that we've received your call, but we didn't get all the information. And we've got some names this morning of folks that are celebrating birthdays, beginning with Brandon Likens. I think Brandon's grandmother called this one in. We've got Matt Barlow celebrating a birthday this past week. Kai Strong, who is celebrating his 18th birthday. Bertha Sweezy celebrated a birthday. Skip Birch celebrated a birthday this past week. Ruth Denton. Gay Strong. Now, most of these folks, a lot of times, they don't leave us a name or even their relationship to these folks, but these are all family members that are interested in these folks, and it's usually grandma, grandpa that calls in a whole lot of these. And we want to encourage folks, to call in. And you can also send an email to the courthouse email account, which is courthouse@invoed.com, and we will accept that. And once again, that number is 243-5574. And now we've got two more birthdays this past week that are kind of special. Miss Irma Lee Gass out at Moss celebrated her 90th birthday this past week. And we had more than one person that turned her name in. And I think she had a little celebration over at the Bob Building here in Salina Sunday, where friends and family came by and had a little cake and ice cream with her. And also today, Mae McLaren Smith is turning 92 today. So, that's quite outstanding benchmarks for folks here in our county. Miss Irma Lee Gass and Mae McLaren Smith, happy birthday to you young ladies. Jason? we've got that finished, and we'll draw out a name here in a minute. Well, actually, I had, I guess it was Natalie drew out a name while she was here, and we'll be announcing the winner of our birthday cake here in just a few minutes. But I've got Mr. Jason Coons here. He is now the, I guess I'm not sure what your official title. He used to be director, but I think the politics is changed. Not the politics, but the governing body.
My title is actually campus coordinator and of the Tri-County Extension Campus, part of Tennessee College of Applied Technology, Hartsfield.
See, were you one of my former students, too, somewhere along the line?
Somewhere there and there in transitioning out. I think I had a class maybe with you, or you were still coaching basketball when I first started high school. So.
If you graduate from Salina High School and you're over 40 years old, I guess I did have some kind of contact with you over the years. And it's great when I sit here and see Jason, when I remember him as a high school student over Mr. Max Ag classes over there. And then, of course, he's still in the vocational area, and he also kind of followed up Mr. Mack over at the high school here in the agricultural department here at the high school. But I think agriculture in the high schools in a lot of areas is kind of a dying field in some ways, and it's kind of moved over into a technology type thing. But you're in the real technology part, aren't you?
Well, agriculture as a whole is changing every day, and you've got programs out there that are specializing in. I remember when I first started teaching, aquaculture was a big thing. You had people with fish tanks in their classrooms, and then they moved out to, there's one in Mountain City that actually has a whole greenhouse, like a 96-foot greenhouse, complete with, they raise tilapia and that kind of thing. And then you turn around and you had it, you know, what we called a traditional shop program, where you did wiring, you did building as in woodworking activities, you did welding, and that has all over the years. Then you end up with a big push for livestock. You had a push for the greenhouse part of it. At one time, you had different ones in around Murfreesboro and Nashville that actually had what's called ag education, where they were actually teaching kids to be extension agents. They were working on speaking. They were working on farming procedure and those kind of things. So,
I think I saw this past weekend, didn't I? The first computer-controlled tractor, just set it out in the field and turn it loose, and you sit over and watch it.
Oh, that's been some time. We used to go to the Farm Machinery Show all the time, and we go to the Farm Machinery Show. They actually had a joystick, and you would actually show how you would drive the tractor through the field. But no, GPS has been out there for a while. I want to say we've got some people in this county that actually spray, and you look at a screen and what they call painting the field. And you look at the screen, and as you go through, it's got sensors on the end of it, and it's technology's out there, and that's what my new job that I'm at. That's what we do, is we try to get students the opportunities to engage in those technologies.
Okay, let's talk about the school down at what we used to know as the Tri-County Vocational Center. Like I said, there are some changes, but some things remain constant, haven't they?
You know, we're in the same building. Somewhere in January of 74, they broke ground. And in the fall of, I guess, August of 75, this building was up and running. They had 10 programs, and not a lot has changed in that amount of time. We offered air-conditioned refrigeration. We offered auto mechanics, cosmetology, general building trades. We actually had a welding class. Now, this one has changed, but now it's on its comeback. We had electromechatronics, which is radio and TV. Actually, Kenneth Anderson taught them how to work on TVs and work on radios and that kind of thing. They had health occupations. They had food management, had machine shop and office occupations. And we still have the bulk of those now.
Except it's now under different governorship, isn't it?
Yes. I work for Tennessee College of Applied Technology, Hartsfield, and May Perry and John Smallwood are my director and assistant director, and I work for them, and we serve Jackson County, Macon County, and so let's say, and within that realm, we've got auto mechanics, we've got cosmetology, we've got health occupations or health science, we've got welding, general building trades, machine tool technology, and we've got culinary arts. So similar things, and we've applied for a LEAP grant. We're trying to get the mechatronics program up and running. And possibly, if our numbers, right now we've got 187 kids going to our school, and numbers are good.
Okay, and that program can lead into, golly, how many different vocational fields now? I mean, you know, there's not a field anymore, is there, that doesn't rely on electronics, is there?
And that's a huge one. Mechatronics is just a wide open field. You're talking PLCs and programming logic controlled devices. You're talking about AC-DC motors. You're talking about anything in the wiring field and actually diagnosing problems. And you go, well, where are we seeing that in the industry? You go talk to Honest A-Block Homes. You go talk to the different factories we have here that are left, and all of them are using PLCs. The sawmills, I talked to one of the guys that work up there, and they have somebody that comes in that actually programs their machines and take a laptop and plug it in, and you download the information, and when the arms open on the on those gantries and when different things happen, and I want to say it took about 2 to 3 days worth of programming to get that. And what I understood is one glitch out of all the different operations. I believe it was GF Hardwoods had one glitch, and instead of the arms coming out twice, it came out 3 times. And that's pretty amazing to do that and go through 3 days worth of programming and only have one glitch.
That is amazing. And, of course, you plug the laptop in. You plug the laptop in now from everything from your race car to your entire electronic system in your home, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
You can control basically anything from anywhere anymore, can't you?
And that's welding field. We have CNC plasma cutters that do this. We have smart MIG welders where you can plug in and you can go in, instead of having a 220 plug, you can do 110, you can do 3-phase, and it senses it, and instead of having 3 welders, you can have one.
Okay. On that note, let's take a little short break here and work in a couple of words from our sponsors. Sometimes when we get started on this stuff, we don't know when to quit. We wind up having a pretty good time here, but we do have to pay for this. That's one of the requirements, is that somebody's got to pay for this airtime. And we do that with sponsors from here in Clay County, and we have a number of those folks, and we're going to hear from some of them right now.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you to keep bacteria and food from making you ill with 4 simple steps.
This will be a walk in the park.
Clean, wash hands and surfaces often.
I'm waiting for the rain cycle.
Separate, keep raw meats away from ready-to-eat food.
Yep.
Cook, make sure meat, poultry, and seafood is cooked to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole!
And chill, refrigerate food promptly.
Bingo.
Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to, are you? Kids, work, listening to the radio. You're busy, which is great because busy people can't get prediabetes. Oh my, I read that wrong. They can. Should have worn my glasses. So visit doihaveprediabetes.org and take a short test, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. On and operated by those we serve.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
We're still here with you, folks. We have to turn the air conditioner off in here when we crank up the show. Our station engineer doesn't like the fact that it sounds like Hermine, that went through down across the coast down there. It sounds kind of like that in here if we have our air conditioner going. And so it gets a little warm toward the end of the show, but we're still pretty comfortable in here today. And
not bad at all.
So, of course, we get a little spoiled sometimes, I think. Jason was talking to us about some of the things going on down at the vocational campus is part of that building in Clay County, or
actually part of the campus is in Clay County.
I knew part of the campus was.
It's actually in Macon in Clay County, and you can drop off the hill on North Springs Road, and it's actually Jackson County. It's real close.
Has there ever been any thought, Jason, of Clay County rejoining that? Has ever been any discussion on that, or just
that's one of those things? It would be up to the director of schools and the school board to discuss that, and I think my people would be open for discussion, but what I know about it so far is our students in Clay County are going to Livingston TCAT now, and as far as I know, I've not heard any negative about it. So it was something that.
But the county is not providing transportation like we did.
Yeah, they're actually this year they're driving to Livingston.
Okay. And I know that the funding of the school. Do the counties still do quite a bit of the funding, or is the Board of Regents?
The Board of Regents takes care of the biggest part of what goes on, but it's based on ADM. So if you send five students, you would send the money to match those five students. Then you still have to pay for transportation, that kind of thing. And I know years past, you know, you had three different counties working together. Now we actually go through and do a budget, and let's say you send 24 kids or 30 kids or 155 kids, you would actually divide it out, and there's a number just like they do BEP funding, where you actually pay for your own students, and it's a reasonable deal. We try to sit and work with each one of the counties, and this year we've had good success. Once again, our numbers are 187 students. We're actually projected next year. In the spring to have 225, so really starting to build up, and we've got good teachers.
Okay, and with the Board of Regents, were you able to upgrade your facilities, upgrade a lot of your equipment there?
Oh yes, in 08, Tennessee Board of Regents came in, and that's where we joined Tennessee College of Applied Technology, Hartsfield, and we're actually an extension campus of them now. and they came in and upgraded machines and equipment. And once again, you know, our school is, we're a technology school, we're a college. So all those facilities and everything like that got upgraded, and it's a good school.
Credit-wise, what do the high school students, can they get dual credit for if they want to continue on, they'd go to on down to Hartsville or to any of the other facilities in the state? Transferable?
Yes. Oh, every hour they earn. For example, if you're there for 2 hours a day or you're there for 2.5 hours a day, we actually put it in our SIMS program, and every hour is documented. So when you want to transfer to any one of the 27 TCATs in the state of Tennessee or the extension campuses, all of that transfers. It's seamless transition. So they're actually getting college credit, same as they do with Allstate, same as they do with these other places. So let's say a kid in cosmetology wanted to go and become a cosmetologist. They could earn, say, 300 hours a year and up to 360 hours a year, and actually go into that 1,500 they got to have. If you're going to do a machine and tool, which is probably the longest one at over 2,000 hours, you could actually get those hours in high school. And let's say you came as a sophomore, junior, senior, you could earn, depending on what schedule, if you're doing morning or evening, you could gain all those hours, just like kids in take English and history and go into the university path.
Okay, I was wondering about that on the business area. Is that transferable as in credit hours to, say, like Ball State or somewhere? Or
no, that's where it's different. We have our own Ball State, or they do. And but everything we offer is dual enrollment for the Tennessee College of Applied Technology. And if say they're closer here in Clay County, which the area is actually in Livingston, but let's say they like the machine and tool teacher in Hartsville, they could go down there and learn there. Let's say they were doing cosmetology and it was booked at Livingston, they could transfer and go to Murfreesboro or some other school also.
So it is part of career building, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
And these are all high school students now.
Yes.
And we don't have any, I know in the past, sometimes they had like a nursing class, adult nursing class or something in the evenings. Or,
right. We don't have any kind of adult. In the past, we've had HVAC, we've had different things of that nature. But right now, we currently only serve high school students. And once again, we have Maiden County High School, Jackson County High School, and Red Bull Springs High School. The exciting things that are coming for us, we're going to build a tiny house. You see it on TV. My welding teacher is going to weld up the trailer, and my general building trades teacher, he's going to take and build it up. We're also in the process, I think the paperwork went through this week, we're going to get a CNC plasma cutter so you can actually go into machining tool or welding and you can get that experience.
Hey, that sounds like a great idea, because those things are hot right now, aren't they? I mean, that, of course, with all the stuff on the on the cable.
And it's one of those things, it's real-life situations. You're doing roofing, you're doing siding, you're doing stud walls. The welding kids, students are going to weld it up. And my machine and tool technology teacher does a lot of measurement, and he goes in, and he'll probably be the one that does all the cutting on the square tubing. So.
Well, I think looking at my clock on the wall, Jason, we're just getting started. Good, we didn't get off on drag racing or.
Well, anybody that knows me, I can jump from place to place, and I'm pretty passionate about what I do, and it's been a good opportunity for these kids to get college credit, and it gets them in the door if they want to go somewhere else.
And I've got to bring your daughter back as a guest one day. I know she's extremely busy with school going on, but she is a big-time goat farmer here in the county, folks, and she's fun to talk to. She's more fun to talk to than Jason is.
I agree.
And I guess I better announce our birthday winner today. Mr. Skip Birch has won the birthday cake today. So you'll need to go over by the Clay Chamber and get a certificate. Like I said, you may need to check with the folks out the Dairy Queen. You might have to order your cake ahead of time, because I don't think they have anything made up out there right now. And folks, if your name's been called, I'm going to try to get a list of those next week. We've got 4 or 5 people that haven't been by and picked up their certificates for their cakes, and they are going to run out here before long, and I'll try and get that on next week, and we'll read those to make sure that you realize you do have a cake over there. And But I guess we're about at sign-off time. Look back, the old clock on the wall says we may have run out of time. But we want to remind everyone we'll be back here again next week at the same time. And may the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again. Good day.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.